Hey, great friends. What's going on? It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. And for those of you that are listening on ESPN 1090, your radio listeners, happy to have everybody along. You're cruising around, probably stuck in a little bit of Friday afternoon traffic. Glad you guys are here. And we're going to be together for the next couple hours because today is a football Friday on 1090, which means at 5 o'clock this evening, my man Ryan Dyrud is coming up with the LA Football Network. And I'm sure he's going to have a lot to talk about with the Rams and the Buccaneers in the divisional round, which, by the way, that's where my head is. It's on NFL football. And in particular, that game between the Rams and the Buccaneers. And by the way, so many of these divisional round games this weekend, I seem to have like this, I'm having a hard time picking who I think is going to win because I've got my heart pick, meaning who I want to win. And then I've got my head pick, which is who I think is supposed to win. So we'll get to all the NFL playoff action coming up in just a couple of minutes. So the radio listeners, Friday afternoon, glad you guys are here. For those of you that are watching on YouTube today, glad you guys are here too. It's been another great week on YouTube, part of our YouTube chat. You know, there's a lot going on there, a lot of conversation. Very little of it actually has to do with what's happening on the air. So for those of you that are the heart and soul, you're in there every day. We love you guys. We appreciate you. And get involved in our YouTube chat while we're on the air. And also, hey, tonight you're going to catch up to us on television. Channel 4 San Diego, Channel 4 Santa Barbara, Channel 118 in Palos Verdes and Orange County. So a million homes throughout Southern California, all part of the Cox Your View Network. And a shout out to our people at Cox who, by the way, this week I have learned to program this new remote. I can just take my finger, push the microphone, and tell it to go to ESPN, and I am live. Okay? How about that, Grande? You impressed by that or what?
Impressed is a strong word. Impressed is a strong word.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that it's impressive that I, by myself, programmed the remote? You don't think that's a big deal?
I mean, I think it's shocking that you were able to do it, but it's not an impressive thing. You know, that's just like a normal thing.
Might be normal for you. Might be normal for Big Brown over here, who, by the way, is operating today's show. We've done a role reversal on the show today. Browner was supposed to go down to West Coast BBQ shop down in Chula Vista, 2330 Proctor Valley Road. But now Alex is down at West Coast BBQ shop because he's always talking about how Browner gets to eat all the good food and he doesn't. And Browner is in, you know, headquarters, Communications Central, and Browner is running today's broadcast. How do you feel, Brown? Do you feel like you got control of this thing today?
You know I do this 3 times a week, right?
I do. I know that you do this for the Browner and Lawhead show, Monday, mm-hmm. Tuesday, Wednesday nights here on 1090, 6 to 7 p.m. But I don't know. This is stepping up, man. I mean, this is a much longer deal. It's probably a more produced deal. No, you don't think so, huh? This is easy for you. You got this.
Again, as mayor of San Diego, what you may see me doing on television is working hard. What you will never see is that all the work's already done. I'm just doing the work on television. Okay?
Gotcha.
Same thing here.
Very good. All right. What can Brown do for you? Browner. Browner for mayor.
I can already clean up the park at the water tower, and I ain't even elected yet. Pressure.
A lot of people have been asking me, why is Browner running for mayor in 2024? Why aren't you, Kaplan? Why aren't you running for mayor 2024? You've had a 20-year radio career in San Diego. You've had your voice plastered all over the place. You've jumped into local political issues along the way. Why are you not running for mayor? Why is Browner running for mayor? Here's why. Because we need somebody in office that intimidates people, okay? Browner,
fact.
Am I right, Browner? Because you will dunk on a fool. I don't care if it's a city council fool or a basketball fool. You dunk on a fool, right?
In the streets and in the ballot box.
Yeah, and I want to be behind the scenes, you see, kind of with a bug in the mayor's ear, you know? I don't want to be the mayor. I just want to be the bug in the mayor's ear. So I'm also supporting Browner for 2024. Grande, I know you said you'd sign the petition to get him on the ballot, but will you give him your vote?
Listen, I don't just give blind votes away when it comes to democracy. I'm going to need to hear talking points. I'm going to need to hear what else he wants to clean up. Because if you just focus on the park across from his street, it's not going to do much for me, you know, because I have alleys that need to be repaved, streets that are very bumpy. You know, there's, dude, as someone who has a dog in North Park, there's no trash cans anywhere to put poop. Nowhere. I got to walk around with that thing till I get back home. So I got plenty of things that I would like to see happen. And if he's going to focus specifically on North Park, then I'm going to need to hear some talking points. I can't just be like, yeah, I know the guy, so I'm going to vote for the guy. Like, yeah, I'll sign his signature, his petition, whatever.
So that's all I'm asking. Again, I want your signature. I'll earn your vote.
All right.
I'll address all the people's concerns and needs. That's what a real mayor does. Okay, I put pressure on the current mayor. And you know what he did? He folded like a lawn chair, park across the street, clean, homeless people gone. See, I'm already off to a good start.
Nice. Yeah, I did go to Browner's house today to drop off the main, you know, stuff to use. And I don't know what he was complaining about because that park was getting cleaned. Mm-hmm. That park looked like there was some repaving going on. And there wasn't a single sign of an outdoor citizen whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So right. I don't know what he was complaining about.
Nice job, Browner. Nice job.
Under pressure. Good. I put pressure. Listen, this is what I'm telling y'all, people. This is why y'all going to vote for me because pressure works.
See, before you're even elected, you're like a community advocate. Very nice.
I've already cleaned up the city.
Very, very nicely done. All right, well, great friends. Look, it's a Friday afternoon. We are in the 7 Mile Casino studio, 7milecasino.com. You're looking for something fun to do this weekend. Do you have plans already? Come on down to 7 Mile Casino. It's only 7 minutes from downtown San Diego. Great restaurant and bar with Sammy's Restaurant and Bar. You got blackjack, poker, table games, all in a smoke-free environment, looking at the beautiful Bay of Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino and 7milecasino.com. Come on down and visit. Should be a great weekend. And stay safe and healthy out there and have some fun. Come on down to 7 Mile Casino. All right, guys, we got a lot we want to get to today. Here are some topics that I know are on my mind, and let me know where you guys are on this. One, obviously, the weekend of NFL playoffs is like the number one thing on my mind. Alex, you had a point yesterday that your fiance Mar said, pick a day, you know?
No, I said a friend of mine. I wasn't speaking for me.
Oh, well, when people say
asking for a friend.
When people say that they're asking for a friend, I just make the natural assumption that you were asking for yourself.
Yeah, but I was asking for a friend. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you intend to sit around all day tomorrow and watch games?
So tomorrow I'm out on the 1 p.m. game. I'm out on Bengals. I'm out on Titans.
Costco game.
Yeah, it's the Costco game. I'm all in on Niners, Packers, also UFC 270 tomorrow. I'm all in.
You plan on going up to UFC 270? It's at the
You know, I had no idea. If I knew, I would have gone. I really would have. I just didn't even look it up. It crept up on me. And the reason I would have gone is because the co-main event is Brandon Moreno. And he's from Tijuana, and he's the current UFC champion. He's fighting on that card tomorrow. It's a complete trilogy against Figueiredo, I believe. So I would definitely have gone up to it. It just creeped up on me, totally off my radar until this week.
Okay, so you're the Costco game is the early game tomorrow.
Which I
you're
think in is going to be Packers, a Niners. Great game. I really do think Bengals time a great game. It's just, yeah, it's the Costco game for me.
Okay, and then the next day, you got the Rams and the Bucks, which I know I'm all in on. That's the one game I want to sit down, concentrate, take notes, the whole deal. And then the heavyweight matchup, or at least that's the way the NFL has built it, between Buffalo and Kansas City. So, Browner, are you in all weekend? Are you in on all these games? Or are you doing the Costco game also?
Well, me, for instance, I would say no Costco game. I'm not watching that game.
Okay. I like watching Alex, by the way, down at West Coast BBQ shop. People are coming up to him while he's on the air. He's shaking hands.
I didn't know I was on camera. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I like seeing what's going on.
Brian just showed up, so I'm talking to Brian.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not, y'all already dubbed that game the Costco game. The rest of the games, we'll see what happens, man. We'll see what happens. I'm not really sure. I'm definitely down for the 49er Packer game. I think I'll be watching that game downtown. I actually think I'm going to be downtown for the Costco game because it's my friend's birthday. Shout out to Joe D'Ambro.
Okay. Getting old, bro. Mm-hmm. Shout out indeed. And then Sunday, are you all in? Are you on the couch all day?
I don't have the ability to do that because there's a small one, but I will be intaking all the games at some point in time. I have them all set to be recorded, so I'll rewatch them all.
I got to do like this weekend. I was thinking, you know, man, I got to get my life back together, you know? The move from Solana Beach up to this new office studio and what will eventually become a residence here in Cardiff is just a disaster. The only thing I did was thank goodness for my man, Avery Martinez, longtime great friend who came and wired this place so I could actually get back onto the air immediately. If it wasn't for Avery, dude, I don't know, man, I'd still be a broadcaster on the run. You know, I'd still be borrowing friends' houses and trying to like find a place to broadcast from. So thank goodness for Avery Martinez and him coming in here and doing all the networking. But I wanted to start really getting organized. But in actuality, I'm not going to be able to start getting organized until after the football season.
Hey, I know, realize that. Scott, I know that we've been giving you a hard time about building a studio again or maybe getting back in person together again. And I'm not going to throw someone else's property up for you know, a location, but the podcast shed is looking nice, man. I wasn't in there today. That's a whole separate little thing over there, dude. He's out the shed and in a home, and Browner's place looking nice for a little studio.
You're saying Browner's residence or Browner's podcast shed?
No. Wherever Browner's sitting right now, I'm not saying residence or anything. I'm saying wherever he's sitting right now.
Wherever that may be, parts unknown.
The way he's set up,
mm-hmm.
There's room for two more mics.
Listen, let me explain something here, okay? Don't be giving away my location like that.
I didn't say a single thing about your location.
First, that's first. Second of all, this place is here to be used. This is what it's for. So if certain peoples wanted to populate the situation, it can be worked out.
All I know is this, is that Browner came up yesterday to pick up a whole bunch of hoodies because I think we're running real low on hoodies, Browner. I think we're kind of getting to a point where we may have like 15 or 20 extra large hoodies remaining, I think. I don't think we have any larges left. I know we don't have any double X's or triple X's. I think we only have extra large hoodies. But there were a whole bunch of people that bought our hoodies, mostly probably because they get our emails on Friday. And then
I think that's been key because we get an influx on Friday morning and then on Saturday morning / afternoon.
Did you send an email today, Scott?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't checked my email this morning. Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There Scott Kaplan.
That's right.
Dream divisional round matchups.
Yeah.
Damn. You can read the whole email on the show.
Well, it's a very short and sweet and concise email, frankly. I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a little bit of content. Then, hey, if you want to go and, you know, place some wagers or you're looking to make, you know, a couple bucks or have some fun with this, go to DraftKings. Yeah. You use our promo code GREATFRIENDS, that whole deal.
P.S. Then, we have a very limited supply left of our fire hoodies over on KaplanandCrew.com. Go snag one before they run out.
Now, how do you guys like that? Sounds pretty cool and young, doesn't it?
You know, I think what makes it look cool and young is
snacks is that an old word.
Instead of writing fire, mm-hmm. You put a fire emoji.
Yeah. So I didn't write any of this. Okay. Actually, I will tell you, my main man, Adam Katz, writes these emails and then sends them out. But he does such a great job that I never even like look over his shoulder. I don't edit them or anything. I'm just like, just do it, man. Just send them out there. And what's happening is people are buying the hoodies as a result, but we're almost sold out. So yesterday when Browner went to go pick up all the hoodies, he picked them up for my girlfriend, Rachel. And Rachel was like, you see Browner got that new minivan going? You see Browner's new rig? I'm like, no.
Come on, bro. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
You're driving a minivan, dog.
What are you doing? What are you doing? That's a lie.
Browner, you got a minivan, dog? You rode up to the club in a minivan?
That's false information. First of all, let's be very clear about something. That's false information.
Okay.
It's false information. That's a transport vehicle.
Oh.
Okay.
That'd be like a Mercedes Sprinter or something?
I think it's for transportation.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I know it's a vehicle. I know it's for transportation.
Don't put my business out in the street like that, bro. That's a transportation vehicle. A person's misunderstanding of what the vehicle is. And then you out here telling people I'm driving a minivan. Slow down.
We told people where Browner's at. We told people what Browner drives. It's like his nightmare, dude.
Right. Hey, Browner, you want to put your address and your phone number on the air right now?
Yeah. What do you got? What are y'all doing? Oh, are you going to put a family portrait up next? What's happening here?
What is happening here? Alex is down at West Coast BBQ Shop, 2330 Proctor Valley Road. What you're seeing behind him, for those of you that are watching, is not like some Zoom background. I mean, this is real stuff. I mean, these are real sauces. These are real rubs. Alex is pulling them off the shelves, as you can see. Alex, I already hear you oohing and eyeing, which means Brian Bushfield must be already hitting the grill. What's going on down there right now?
Yeah, so I got the full menu going today, dude. I got, because of the NFL cities that we're talking about, this is a Cincinnati chili dog.
Cincinnati chili.
So that's the first thing we're going with today. Brian is here, by the way.
Oh, let's say hello to Brian. Let's say hey. Hey, Brian, what's up, man?
How you doing, Scott? How you doing, Browner?
We're what good, up? Man.
So sorry, wait,
so,
Browner.
So wait, so
sorry, this is what it feels like now. Now you know. You
traded on me, Brian. It's messed up.
We got to share the love.
So wait, so
first
those
you,
are
since first you deliver a grill to his house, get all these, then he get the Wagyu beef, and now he's showing up there, he getting all the food. I thought we were better than this, Brian. I see how you've turned on me.
Well, I know you guys are neighbors, so I'm sending him a to-go so you can stop by his place and pick up some food.
Oh, hell that ain't to happening. The yeah. That's oh, man. Happen, Brian. Wait, so these are, so Brian, these are Cincinnati chili dogs, right?
Correct.
And so what kind of dog we talking about here?
We're talking about an all beef hot dog filled with Cincinnati chili and some cheese, and you got to have some nice raw onions on top.
I agree. So a question for you would be this. Since you're serving first and foremost a Cincinnati chili dog, should we then assume that you are picking the Cincinnati Bengals to beat the Tennessee Titans?
We're going upset all the way. Oh. I want to see that offense roll.
Is that an upset, Browner, by the Browner standards?
You know, that's a great question. Yeah, that's an upset. To me, that's an upset. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. All because right. Browner, I don't know if you know, Browner doesn't, if just because you're a point underdog doesn't mean you're an underdog.
So what?
Browner has his own system. It's the eye test.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I'm a game watcher, Brian. I'm a game right. watcher. It's totally based on the games. Right. I've seen Tennessee be great this year. I've seen Jamar Chase be great. The rest of his team, I'm not sure.
So mm-hmm. with Browner, it's the eyeball test.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. Right. So Alex, are you going to try one of those Cincinnati chili dogs? Those things. Hell look, yeah. Those things look fire.
All right.
Let me see that thing. Look at that bad boy. Oh, my God. Is that a beauty? I want a hot dog so bad. I do. And a chili dog with cheese and onions? Forget oh,
yeah.
about it.
Oh, yeah.
Look, here comes Grande. Look at him. Oh, he's going in. The bread looks amazing. Brian, what kind of bread you got going on there?
We got some nice Italian sausage rolls.
Ooh.
So good.
Yeah?
So bomb.
So bomb.
I'm picking Cincinnati now, too. It's just like, what's in the chili?
Special ingredients. Oh, yeah,
I was going to say, because everybody is totally different, right?
Everybody. Right. We'll post the recipe. You got some paprika, some cumin. We put a little chocolate in there, which makes it Cincinnati chili with the chocolate.
Dude. Alex so badly wants to keep going on this dog. Look at him.
Oh, I'm gonna. I was letting him talk, dude. I don't want to stuff my mouth in front of him.
Instead of regular ground beef, we use West Coast Barbecue's Wagyu burger patties.
Oh, yeah. So each segment, Brian, if you could, each segment, bring in something else that tells us what you're picking in the playoff game. This is Cincinnati, Tennessee. You went with a chili cheese dog with Cincinnati chili, and you're picking the Bengals to beat the teams. I love this.
Yes, definitely. I think that offense is just going to roll over Tennessee.
I didn't eat anything for this day. I have not eaten a single thing today. I'm ready to go.
I want one of those chili dogs so bad.
Scott, you would destroy a solid two or three of these.
Yeah. I mean, it looked like Brian's got a platter of four. I'm taking down minimum two.
Yeah. Like, I'm already halfway done, and I've taken two bites. These are delicious.
All right, hold on one second, everybody. We'll have more of Brian Bushfield, more of West Coast BBQ Shop, and more of Brian's food selections, which go hand-in-hand with his picks in the NFL games. And if you want to come down and visit Brian and his crew and you need anything for grilling, West Coast Barbecue Shop in Chula Vista, 2330 Proctor Valley Road. All right, so guys, let's jump right in here. And we'll get into the NFL and the weekend of the playoffs, and everybody can make our picks. And then I also want to talk about, I can't believe the week of discussion nationally and regionally and locally about the Lakers. It has been really an interesting week to watch how the country and the national media responds to Laker controversy. I'd put it right up there with like Dallas Cowboy controversy, maybe like I'm trying to think of like, what do you guys think are like the biggest sports franchise brands that when something's not going right, the whole country pounces? Sharks smell the blood in the water. Who else?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Yeah. Easy. Easy. Probably Nick. No, not the Knicks because they suck.
Yeah.
The Yankees.
Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe the Yankees. Yeah.
Definitely the Yankees. And, well, we're living it right now with the Lakers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, it really interests me how the national media has this ongoing dialogue about the Lakers. So we'll get to that story. The story of Russell Westbrook being benched and the potential for the coach to get fired. We'll get to that. I mean, it's back burner stuff, but the headline today, the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. And I'm telling you right now that I've got a heart versus head issue in every single one of these playoff games where my heart wants a team, but my head expects a team. Let's get to the divisional round and let's kick it off next. This is Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Hey, great friends. What's happening? It is a Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew along with Grande and the Brown Man. Today, Grande is down at West Coast Barbecue Shop in Chula Vista, 2330 Proctor Valley Road. He's broadcasting from there right now. And each segment on today's show, our man Brian Bushfield, who owns and operates West Coast BBQ Shop, he's bringing in a different dish. And each dish that he creates this afternoon tells us who his pick is in the divisional round of the playoffs. So in the opening segment of today's show, Brian brought in all beef hot dogs with Cincinnati chili, cheese, and onions, and he's calling for the upset. Brian's calling for Cincinnati to win. That's why he made the chili cheese dogs. Grande, how was that chili cheese dog? It looked fire.
No, it was phenomenal, dude, and I'm putting it right now. So I'm going to pick whatever Brian picks for my games. Even though I went 6-0 and I'm like the pick master last week, I'm going to go with whatever Brian picks, and I'm putting all his picks on the Instagram right now according to Dish. So number one, NFL picks according to West Coast Barbecue Shop by Dish, Cincinnati over Tennessee with a chili cheese dog, which was fantastic.
Yeah, looked fire. Browner, I'm jealous today more so than ever before. That Alex is down there at West Coast BBQ Shop. Usually it's you who goes down there, and then we're just sitting here salivating. But today, Grande's down there, and that chili cheese dog looked fire.
I can't – listen, man. I've had it down there a bunch of times. I'm salty right now, so I'm kind of, you know, missing out. But he's earned it. He sat behind this thing enough times that he should be able to go down there and get the chili dog. And I already told you, I don't want none from Cincinnati.
Well, over the next couple of weeks, as we're headed towards the Super Bowl, we'll be down at West Coast BBQ Shop several times, and Brian will just be cooking it up, and folks can come on by and hang out, and we'll look forward to seeing everybody down there. Okay, let's jump right in then. Here we go. This is what we've all been waiting for. This is what 18 weeks of the regular season, back it up before that, 3 weeks of the preseason. This is literally the last, 5-6 months of a sports fan's life, right? It all now is into high gear, kicks into high gear because it's divisional round. Next weekend will be the championship games. The following week will be the Pro Bowl, not that anybody really cares. And then the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. So I'll just throw it out there like this. The first game, Cincinnati, Tennessee. Reports are, and the expectation is, that Tennessee's star running back, Derrick Henry, will come back and play in this game. On the other side of things, Joe Burrow and Cincinnati has gone from, you know, what is traditionally one of the laughingstock franchises in the entire NFL to a team that is high-flying, high-powered, high-scoring, exciting, and has electrified a city. So I'll throw it to you two guys. Tennessee, Cincinnati, the early game Saturday. Grande, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that Joe Burrow is going to throw for 425 yards. Ja'Marr Chase is going to get 150 and a touchdown. And I think the Bengals are going to squeak by. I don't put it this way. In year two, I trust Burrow more than I trust Ryan Tannehill. And in the playoffs, how many times does it come down to a quarterback making a mistake or not making a mistake? And I know Burrow's thrown a lot of interceptions this year, but I see the Titans falling behind and needing Ryan Tannehill to make plays, needing him to throw it down the field to A.J. Brown, Julio Jones. And I just think that the matchup is bad because the Bengals' offense is so powerful. Give me the upset. Give me Joe Burrow over the Titans. Thank you, Chili Cheese Dogs.
Now, I have a question. If Brian Bushfield would have made instead of chili cheese dogs if he would have made some sort of Nashville-y sort of barbecue-y,
like hot chicken.
Yeah, something like that. Would you have made a compelling case for Tennessee?
I would have been. Mike Vrabel is the coach of the year. The Tennessee defense has been under the radar, the best defense in the NFL. Derrick Henry is the best running back in the league. The Bengals will have the ball for like 20 minutes of the 60 minutes because the Titans would just run it all game long. But I don't have to do that because I had a chili cheese dog. So Joe Burrow all the way.
Got it. Browner.
Plus, I like rooting for Joe Burrow. I really do. I think I've never really cared about a SEC football team, but that LSU team that he was on was so fun to watch. I mean, my boy Justin Jefferson was on there. Like, it was just such a fun team to watch that I have become a Joe Burrow fan, not just because Browner hated him, just in general. I just think the guy's super cool, and it's fun to root for Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and just, again, little extra sugar on top, Browner hating on him and Browner calling him a bust and Browner having to admit that he was wrong about it makes me that much more of a Joe Burrow fan. So, Browner, I'm throwing it to you, man.
How about instead of sugar, how about some Cincinnati chocolate in that chili?
Ooh.
Some extra chocolate.
Brown, you were down on Joe Burrow. You said that he was the product of being on the greatest college football team of all time. Last year at the Super Bowl, it was 2 years ago at the Super Bowl, you and me walked up on Derrick Henry so we could get a sense of how big he really, really is. We see what kind of a beast he is, by the way, in person. I'm curious, Brown, what are you going to take here?
Forgot about that.
Yeah.
It's very simple for me. It's not really much of a debate. I'm going with Tennessee. I'm going with Tennessee for one reason and one reason only. They're just going to run the ball. They ran the ball all year. And I think the Cincinnati Bengals are going to press. By press, I mean they're going to feel like they need to score more, so they're going to force Joe Burrow into mistakes. And then you're going to see what I've been telling y'all all year. I came off the bus part because he had a good year. He had a very good year, accompanied heavily by Ja'Marr Chase. So unless Chase gets in the backfield, goes full Deebo Samuel in this situation, which I really don't see happening because they haven't done it all year. You know, I gotta go with the team that's number one. You guys all tell me, oh, they're number one. So I gotta go with
Tennessee. Has there ever been a more disrespected number one seed in the playoffs? Like, I can't think of anybody being a Titans fan this year, and they're the one seed. Like, they were the one seed, and like, no one's giving them any credit, any respect, any, like, they could actually play the underdog card. You know, Mike Vrabel would be like, no one in here thinks we're going to win the Super Bowl. No one here thinks we're going to do anything. Like, I haven't seen a single person be like, the Titans are my pick. Never seen a one seed like this before.
Yeah, I feel like I really don't have a good grasp of who Tennessee is, and I say it like that because I don't feel like I saw very many of their games. You know, I'm trying to think of like primetime games they might have played. I think the one game I definitely saw and watched the whole thing was when they played the Rams in SoFi, but that was the first game that Derrick Henry was hurt, and that was when the Rams had gotten Von Miller, but he didn't even play.
I mean, and Scott, they beat the Colts, they beat the Bills, they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Colts again. They beat the Rams. They beat the Saints. They beat the Niners. I mean, those are the top. Those teams are still up there,
yeah,
you know? Like,
right.
The Titans have really – their losses came against the Steelers, which is a bad loss. The Patriots and the Texans, those are bad losses. I think they lost to the Jets too. But their wins are pretty marquee victories this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, in every one of these games, I have, like, what my heart wants versus what my head tells me. So here it goes. I would love to see Cincinnati win this game. And I love this kid, Joe Burrow. I think he's going to be a great player. What I really loved was watching Cincinnati come to life last week. You know, that has been a city that has been so downtrodden when it comes to the Bengals. You watch a game in Cincinnati for the last couple of years on TV and you'd be like, there's nobody there. And I'm talking pre-COVID, you know, there's nobody at those games. Because Cincinnati's been bad for so long, but they got a superstar quarterback. They gave an opportunity to a young first-time head coach, and they've drafted extremely well, to your point, Browner. And by the way, you can tell me Joe Burrow was just a product of that great LSU team. Well, Cincinnati was smart enough to go out and try and draft some of the guys that he played with in college. My heart really wants Cincinnati to win. I think it's a great story. But my head says Vrabel is the guy who comes from the Belichick school that could be successful. But Vrabel's pedigree goes deeper than just New England. He was a player in Pittsburgh. I feel like I really think Mike Vrabel is going to be a great coach in this league, and maybe already is. And again, he's an under the radar guy. Tennessee is as well. Heart says Cincinnati. Head says Tennessee. In this instance, I'm going with my head. I'm going out here and I'm taking the Tennessee Titans. I think their resume, Alex, as you point out, is very impressive. I'll take Tennessee in this game.
Just for the record, two of the three people on this show picked Ryan Tannehill over Joe Burrow. That's what I just heard.
Which means
you're putting
your
eggs in the Ryan Tannehill basket.
No, I'm putting my eggs in the Derrick Henry, Mike Vrabel basket.
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, Ryan Tannehill.
Did I read that Derrick Henry has like a steel plate in his foot too? Like, I don't know how healthy he really is.
But they've also got two other backs that picked up the slack running with the two tandem situation that basically gave you the same amount of production. So be able to figure it out either way.
Since he was not impressive at all against the Raiders. Like, they really weren't. So I could, you know.
But Tannehill versus Burrow, and I want to get to the next game because I know I'm sure Brian's going to come in with a pick here at some point. As Alex is down at West Coast Barbecue, 2330 Proctor Valley Road, down in Chula Vista. Let's not talk about Tannehill like he's Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, Tannehill's
– again, he is.
No, he's not, man. He's more than Jimmy Garoppolo. He's a better quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay, because Jimmy Garoppolo was a throw, one throw, one from winning the Super Bowl.
Fair.
One.
Yep.
He made a ton of throws in that game. I've never seen Ryan Tannehill get his team anywhere close to the Super Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo got his team into the Super Bowl and was one throw away from being Chiefs at their height in said Super Bowl.
And that might change everybody's back perception. Go ahead.
Like, push back on that. And I'm gonna die on this rock. I don't care. Jimmy Garoppolo did not take his team to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
The running game took the team to the Super Bowl. And once Kyle Shanahan put the ball in Jimmy Garoppolo's hands, he blew a giant lead. And he lost that Super Bowl. When they needed Jimmy Garoppolo to actually make plays, he doesn't. Watch the Cowboys game. We just saw it. They got a big old lead because they didn't let him throw it. And then once they had, for whatever reason, they had this big lead, they start throwing it, and he's throwing picks, and he's not doing anything. And now you're gonna tell me that he's going to go to Lambeau in like frozen tundra and grip a football when he couldn't do it in a dome?
You know that there was a stat yesterday.
But the week before that, he came, brought the team back in the fourth quarter down double-digit points to win the game.
Yep. So look, this, but you're making it seem like Burrow versus Tannehill is some like Tannehill's just some throwaway guy. I think again, Tannehill, the Titans, Vrabel, I think all of them have been under the radar. I just don't feel like we see a lot of them. So actually, as we talk about Garoppolo, let's move over to the San Francisco Green Bay game. This is Kaplan and Crew being presented today by West Coast Barbecue Shop down in Chula Vista. We are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. So jump into San Francisco Green Bay game here. There was a stat I saw yesterday on ESPN that Jimmy Garoppolo has never in his career, and I was shocked to see this, has never started in a game below 40 degrees. Now, I know some people don't put a lot into the weather, but I actually do. Last week when the Raiders went to Cincinnati, there was a stat that Derek Carr was 0-5 in his career in games like under 36 degrees and continued that streak and has now gone 0-6. Some guys don't play well in the cold weather, man. That's just all there is to it. Some guys, whether you play in a warm weather city or you play in a dome, it's just the stats don't lie in this case. Browner, I know you're going to call me a nerd, right?
Oh, you beat me to it.
Yeah. Well, I got this from your favorite source, Pro Football Focus. So I don't know.
Oh, whoa. Wait a minute. Now we want to quote Football Focus? See, I told you I was speaking the nerd's language when I went to Pro Football Focus, and you tried to clown me.
I've never been to Pro Football Focus, and I just made that up that I got that from Pro Football Focus, but I just wanted to put it on you that you know, you like all that nerdy stuff.
Browner has a subscription, probably.
Yeah. All right. Love so. Listen to what?
No, I said my business if I do got a pro football focus.
Yeah, right. If he does, don't tell anybody about it because that's his personal business.
Nerd.
So anyway, where were we? Where was I?
Jimmy Garoppolo, okay. Cold weather.
All right, so Jimmy Garoppolo, it's hard to believe this, but has never played in a game under 40 degrees. I mean, played in New England. Surprised to see this stat. But
he didn't get in.
Well, but he did play. I mean, there were games that he played in New England.
He played in two games, and then he got hurt, too, in the year that Brady got hurt.
So to go to Lambeau, where yesterday, I don't know if it was 12 degrees or minus 12 degrees. Regardless, that's freezing balls. So Garoppolo has not played in, doesn't have the experience in the cold weather. This is Aaron Rodgers' home game, number one seed. This is Aaron Rodgers having an opportunity to stick it to the franchise. We all remember how the season started. We remember the whole, you know, controversy in the middle of the season. Aaron Rodgers has said publicly that he expects to make a swift decision after the season about his future. This is Aaron Rodgers' moment to stick it to a franchise that won't even give him a seat at the table to have an opinion, which, by the way, good move, Packers, because you see how it's working out for the Lakers. My heart wants San Francisco to win this game. I want to see John Lynch continue to have success. I like Kyle Shanahan. I feel like Garoppolo is beaten up by the country. You know, nobody buys him. They call him a Trent Dilfer type guy. I also want to see San Francisco win the game so that potentially the NFC Championship game could be at SoFi Stadium, which I think would be great. Heart says San Francisco. Head says Green Bay. I got to go with my head here. I'm taking the Packers. Grande, what about you?
I would like to concede my time to Browner because I'm not sure how I'm picking this game yet.
Oh, because Brian hasn't come in yet with any grub.
Right. Okay. I can give you a breakdown, but I'm not going to make a pick yet.
All right. Browner, you want to go?
I've made this very clear. Monday, I made this clear. Tuesday, I made this clear. Wednesday, I made this clear. Thursday, I made this clear. You know what I'm doing Friday? Making it clear. Let's go gold and whatever your other color is. This is going to be a rush. It's going to be a gold rush, okay? It's going to be a gold rush because them fat cheese heads going to freeze, period. I don't like Green Bay. I don't like nothing about Green Bay. I respect Aaron Rodgers and his talent, but outside of that, I got no respect for anything in the state of Wisconsin. So I'm telling y'all right now, they finna run this ball. They finna run this ball. They finna run this ball. I can't wait. This is going to be a good game. This idea that, oh, it's cold and it's going to bother Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, the little thing that they keep in their little, you put your hands in that little pouch thing. Keep your hands in that pouch, bro. Yeah, keep your hands in that hand warmer and you'll be good. Don't worry about nothing else. Keep your hands in that hand warmer. And turn around, hand that ball off, put your hands back in the hand warmer.
So what are you taking? What are you picking?
Did you not just hear what I just said?
I did not hear an official pick. I mean, I heard Gold Rush, which I thought was 49ers. And then you were like, the gold. And I thought, well, you know, there's a little bit of gold in the Green Bay uniform. I mean, like, I literally was confused and I don't know who you're picking.
That's that ugly cheese color. Don't be telling people that's gold. That's a lie.
Well, what is gold? Is there gold in the Niners? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got confused, dog.
49ers, dude. That's what they are.
I understand. I'm telling you, there was confusion for me.
Can I have a Grande Damas prediction right now?
Ooh.
This has nothing to do with making an official prediction because I think I'm about to find out what I'm about to pick. But I'll say this. If Jimmy Garoppolo throws the ball more than 20 times, the Niners will lose.
I could agree with that. Again, I just told you.
But
turn around, hand it off, put your hands back in the warm-up.
The Niners, like their offensive scheme – travels in cold weather.
Yeah.
Because if you just give them the ball and run it, that will work. If they fall behind, which could easily happen, 14-0 in the first quarter, they're in trouble.
Yeah,
they're
in huge trouble.
I don't know what I'm picking.
I would think. I mean, at least that's you know, just handicapping the game. You know, if you're saying, hey, how's the best way for San Francisco to win? You can't have you can't give Green Bay a big lead.
Let me pose a question to you two jokers. Because y'all jumped all over me and was like, oh, Josh Allen needs to pass because it's cold. Oh, Mac Jones only threw three passes. They won the game. So if that happens with Jimmy Garoppolo, y'all going to have the same respect for him, yeah?
If Jimmy Garoppolo goes 2 for 3 passing and the Niners win the game, yeah, I'll have total respect for him.
Like, that's actually what they should do. They should aim to Jimmy Garoppolo to throw the ball like 9 times. Deebo Samuel, like 15 rush attempts. Elijah Mitchell, like 25 rush attempts. Just keep the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hand. That's how the Niners win this game. Now, will they be able to do that? Okay.
All right, hold on. Is Brian, Brian Bushfield, West Coast BBQ Shop, westcoastbbqshop.com. What he prepares on the grill tells us what he's picking in the game. Brian, it's San Francisco, Green Bay. What have you prepared here?
We got Packer brats going.
Oh, I'm picking the Packers.
Packer brats, Brian. What are those?
So we got your bratwurst. We got some Ring of Fire spicy mustard along with some bell pepper and onions, and it's all been marinating in Miller Lite.
Ooh. Ooh.
My favorite American light beer, by the way.
Really?
Which is from Milwaukee. We had to keep it all Milwaukee.
Hey, it's Milwaukee. You see that? Look at Brian. Look how creative and smart he is. All right, Alex, you got the brats here, the Packer brats. Those look like good rolls, too. We got about a minute to go in this segment. So Brian Bushfield, West Coast BBQ Shop, westcoastbbqshop.com. He's picking the Packers, which means now Alex is picking the Packers.
Unfortunately.
And here goes Alex. He's going in.
This is a big boy. Hold on. I'm going in.
Just dive in.
Like a man.
Oh, I heard the crunch.
I know.
That crunch was phenomenal.
Wow.
It's fantastic. Go Packers. I can't believe I just said that.
Wow. You can't, bro. You really now? You saying go Packers?
Wow. My buddies are going to clip that and send it on my thread. I already know it. Sorry. This is great.
Alex, let me see another bite here. Let me see what else you got. I'm so jealous right now. Look at him go. Browner, that's a man's bite right there. Green peppers, onions, the brat. Brian, that's good looking.
We're trying to do it.
Go Packers.
Got to represent Green Bay the right way.
All right, coming up next then, let's get into the Sunday games. Let's get into what's going to happen between the Rams and the Bucks. What's going to happen between the Bills and the Chiefs. And Brian's cooking it up, and whatever he cooks is the side that he's picking. Stick around. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Hey, great friends. It is a Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. And by the way, it's a football Friday on ESPN 1090. So on the radio airwaves, for those of you that are listening in your car right now, coming up at 5 o'clock tonight, it's Ryan Dyrud in the LA Football Network. You've got the Rams and the Buccaneers. I know Ryan and his team will be all over this game, which we're about to get into ourselves. And then coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, our man Scott Gilbranson with Silver and Black Tonight, the only Raiders radio show in all of sports radio in Southern California. And Scott will have a recap, I'm sure, of the entire Raiders season and looking ahead to what, you know, the big story is around the Raiders, which is the possibility of Jim Harbaugh wanting that job and being willing to take that job, but currently not having been offered that job. So Scott Gilbranson, Silver and Black Tonight at 6. Prior to that, it's LA Football Network with Ryan Dyrud at 5. And today is a Football Friday on Kaplan and Crew as we come to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Well, that's where we are, Browner and I. But Grande, down at West Coast Barbecue Shop, 2330 Proctor Valley Road, down in Chula Vista. And today, as Brian Bushfield, the owner, is preparing food, the food determines who Grande is picking in the playoff game. So, Alex, just recap for us where we are.
Go to Kaplan and Crew on Instagram. I'm posting the pictures there, tagging West Coast Barbecue Shop. So we've done the Saturday game so far, and we went Cincinnati over Tennessee because we ate some Cincinnati chili cheese dogs, which were phenomenal. And then the second game, we went Packers over 49ers because we had Packer beer brat served with mustard, peppers, and onions. The crunchiest damn sausage I've ever had in my life.
And those sausages were marinated in Miller Lite, which is from Milwaukee. So far, Brian has given you Cincinnati chili dogs because he's taken the Bengals. He's given you Packer brats because he's taken the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And now we move into Sunday and the two big games on Sunday. So I'll start it off with this. I've been saying all afternoon, with all of these games, I have what my head says is who's going to win, and I have what my heart wants to happen. And in this Rams-Buccaneers game, man, I am really, really torn on this game because the Rams have beaten the Buccaneers the last two seasons in their regular season games. Jared Goff led the Rams down to Tampa, and they went down there and beat Tom Brady. This is last year in Brady's first year with the Bucs. And around that time where the Bucs were still trying to figure it out before they went on their late season run. This year, Matthew Stafford, the new quarterback of the Rams, beat this same Buccaneers team. Because remember, the Bucs were advertised as they re-signed everybody. They're bringing back their starting 22 from the Super Bowl. So Stafford this year, just like Goff the previous year, has a regular season win over Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. My mind says, how do you ever go against Tom Brady with everything he has done, with his 7 Super Bowl championships, with his first year in Tampa and winning a Super Bowl in their home stadium? How could you possibly go against Tom Brady in Tampa? And the Rams winning 2 games over the last 2 regular seasons is just not really enough to convince me that the Rams are going to win this game. So my head says Tampa, my heart says the Rams. I really want to see San Francisco beat Green Bay, and I really want to see the Rams beat Tampa Bay, and I really want to see the NFC Championship game in SoFi Stadium. I just think it's a great story. It really, I think so. So now I got to make a pick.
Look how torn you are, dude. It's like someone asked you pick your favorite daughter or something, man. Look how torn you are.
You know,
you wouldn't be this torn over that.
Right. Picking my favorite daughter, I think it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know?
That is hilarious. You're like, can LA Cap really pick Tom Brady?
Well, here's the
but
thing.
But it's Tom Brady.
Right. Okay. So Tom Brady
had a meltdown.
And the Buccaneers, everybody's hoping that, you know, for those that are rooting for the Rams, that the Buccaneers, you know, guys are hurt, you know, wide receivers are banged up, Antonio Brown imploded, you know, but they're getting some guys back. And on the Rams side, I'll tell you where I'm really concerned about, nobody's talking about it this week, is Andrew Whitworth, the offensive tackle of the Rams, who had to leave the game last week.
Did really good.
He did really good. Was it Joe Noteboom? Is that who filled in for him last week?
I believe so, yeah.
So again, heart head. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to pick the Rams to win simply because I'm homering it. You know what I mean? Wow. Simply because.
LA Cap, Browner.
Well, remember what I said last week, and of course I got ripped all over Twitter for this. A Rams win is a Chargers loss. The further the Rams go into the playoffs, while the Chargers are sitting at home watching the playoffs, that's great for the Rams brand in LA. And it further lifts the Rams up and it further pushes the Chargers down. And I love both of those things. I want the Rams to be uplifted and I love watching the Chargers being pushed down.
I gotta tell you, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm disappointed in you, dog.
How's that?
I'm disappointed in you.
Really?
Spend all this time talking about Tom Brady. And you're gonna turn your back on him. But you know, I'm surprised. But I'm not shocked.
Well, don't be surprised. You know
LA
why?
Cap don't cap.
Well, I just want to tell you something. You know, Tom Brady came out with his new clothing brand line. Have you seen his social media about this?
I don't follow Tom Brady. TB12?
No, it's not called TB12. It's just called Brady Brand. And, you know, I love Tom Brady. I do. But if Tom Brady thinks I'm going to go buy a sweatshirt with his name across the front of it, I'm not. You know?
What does it say? From Brady Brand?
Just, no, it just says Brady. You know? And so... Look, I love Tom Brady, and his clothing line may be bomb.
Is he trying to go full Jordan on you?
Yeah, full Jordan, I mean, full Tiger Woods. I mean
he's no, the Jordan. No. There's he's only the one Jordan. Person who can do that.
He's the Jordan of football, though. So
right.
I see why he's trying to do it.
So he's trying to – okay, I see what you're doing. See,
I don't blame him. I just think the Jordan – see, the thing about Jordan Brand was that logo is dope as hell, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, that's dope. That logo is great.
The Jumpman.
Mm-hmm. If you tell me Brady, I ain't buying that. I've never bought anything Jordan that says Jumpman on it either.
Me neither.
Logo only.
So if Tom Brady watched Michael Jordan, he should have known midway through his career when he started getting hot, that's when he should have dropped the shoe. That's when he should have started dropping the clothing. Doing that at the end of his career makes it seem like an old man luxury line.
Oh, I don't agree. I think that what Tom Brady did during the bulk of his career is I think he focused on football. And focused on winning these championships. And I think, this is just my own opinion, that now you're 44 years old. And by the way, this week, there's been a lot of talk that this could be it for Tom Brady. There's been a lot of, I should say, speculation that this could be it. Win the Super Bowl, he retires. Doesn't make it to the Super Bowl, he chooses to retire. I mean, that, there's talk out there. And I wonder if at the end of his career, because we're getting towards the end of it, if we're not at the end of it, now he's saying, you know what? I spent a whole lot of time just focusing on football. I better spend, you know, time perpetuating my name, my brand, et cetera. And now that's why he's doing all of this marketing and why he's taking such an active role on social media. And now he's got this Brady brand. But I'll tell you this again, the clothing may be great, but as long as it says Brady across the chest, Browner, I ain't wearing it. So I know you're disappointed. I'm picking the Rams because very simply, that's what I want to happen. And that's what I'm going to be rooting for. I'm going to be rooting for the Rams to win. What I think is, it's going to be damn hard to beat Tom Brady in Tampa, in his house, in the playoffs.
Look, let me break this down for y'all until the food comes. When I have trouble deciding things. Okay. No, but, wait, the food's here.
Wait, not here yet. Brian Bushfield is out there prepping stuff up. What do you say, Bri?
How's it going?
It's going good. Yourself?
Good. I'm listening to this. I want to hear more about Tom Brady.
You like Tom Brady?
I do like Tom Brady.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I love him.
So when I'm having trouble deciding stuff.
Yeah.
Y'all heard of Angie's List?
Angie's List, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I make a little something called John's List, okay? Y'all can do this at home, but you got to call it John's List or I'll sue you.
Why don't you call it Browner's List?
No, because we got enough brown stuff. We got to say that for the campaign.
Okay.
I make a list, and I made a list. Who's got the better head coach? The Rams do. Who's got the better quarterback?
Hold on. What? Excuse me. How do you quantify that?
What do you mean how I quantify that?
How could you say that the Rams have the better head coach when Bruce Arians has won a Super Bowl, Sean McVay has not won a Super Bowl, and Bruce Arians been an NFL head coach and an assistant coach for like 40 years, and McVay is like, you know, he's a young guy. Okay, how is it automatic that McVay is the better coach?
Let's stick our toe in this. How long did it take for Bruce Arians to become a head coach?
Long time.
How long did it take Sean McVay to become a head coach?
Not that long a time.
One down.
Why does that make him better?
What was he doing before Tom Brady? Did he get to the Super Bowl before Tom Brady?
Yeah, with the Colts.
As the head coach?
No.
Okay. As a head coach, did he get to the Super Bowl without Tom Brady?
He is not.
Okay. Has Sean McVay gotten to the Super Bowl? Yep.
Okay. All right, keep going.
I'm going with Sean McVay as the head coach. Okay. Quarterback, not a discussion. Bam. Tom Brady, apparently, according to the clothing. Running back, I'm going with the Rams. Wide receiver group, I'm going with the Rams. Mm-hmm. Defense, I'm going with the Rams. Made my decision because that's what I do. I make a list. I check it twice. Want to see who's naughty or nice. John's list. Bam. Book it, Rams.
Sounds like Santa's listening.
Sounds like you're trying to hate on John's list. How about
Don't hate L.A. Brown. You see, I like that L.A. Brown's in the house.
Well, I don't have the food yet, but I know what I'm picking.
You do.
Break it down, then.
Well, here's the only breakdown anyone ever needs. You don't pick Matt Stafford to win big games. That's as simple as this gets, okay? Matt Stafford is wearing a Rams jersey, but his heart says Detroit Lion in the inside. I'm going to pick Tom Brady until proven otherwise. The same reason why I would have picked the Pats, because you got to prove it. And until Tom Brady loses, I ain't picking Matt Stafford over Tom Brady. It's that simple. It is that simple. I know what I had him like fifth power rankings, but Tom Brady, I had them above the Rams.
But I have a question. What if Brian Bushfield from West Coast BBQ shop shows up here in a matter of seconds?
Ain't got no good food.
And he's got something, you know, that's LA centric rather than Tampa centric.
Well, dude, listen. We all saw last week when we had the whole pressure conversation. I'm quick on my feet. I'll come up with some sort of argument if I have to. Yeah.
Let me say right now. Ain't no good food in Tampa, man.
I've never been to Tampa. Never really? Been.
You ain't missing nothing.
Hey, yeah. As we've made our picks now, me and Brown, LA Cap and LA Brown both have LA, and Grande has Tampa Bay. He's got Tom Brady. Okay.
What could possibly come food wise for Tampa Bay? What is it, an alligator?
Maybe like some fresh fish, you know, right out of the Gulf of Mexico. Right. What?
All right.
You see some jerky? Like some alligator jerky?
Yeah, some roadkill that you make and cook.
What would you come out of L.A.?
Yeah.
L.A.'s so multicultural.
Woo! What do you mean? L.A., you can get some Mexican food. You can get some soul food. You get some Chinese food. You get anything. Oh, well, I mean, that's probably like you're not supposed to say that term anymore. But
why?
Whatever. I don't know. You get some sushi. You get anything out of L.A. Brian might roll over there with a sushi roll, deep fried, grilled.
As long as it's not on the street. Can't eat sushi in a sidewalk.
Oh, he might roll up with some macaroni and some potato salad.
Oh, if he brings me mac and cheese, I'm not eating it. Overrated.
All right. Well, we'll find out what Brian Bushfield is going to serve here, and that will determine who he and Alex are picking in this Rams-Buccaneers game. Hey, before we get on to the last game of the weekend, Buffalo and Kansas City, give me 1 minute to mention iThrive MD. And I want to say, I thought yesterday, Alex, I don't know how you felt about it. I got a lot of reaction from people on Twitter in particular. People were really excited to hear DJ Gay on the radio yesterday afternoon. He's such a beloved San Diego State, you know, former Aztec superstar. I mean, he was such an important part. He was really the glue of those early teams, those Kawhi Leonard, I call them Kawhi Leonard teams, but they were DJ Gay teams.
People always going to remember that thing that you always do, dude. Like when you go DJ, like the announcer just hooked him up. Like he's going to be legendary because of that.
Yeah, I know. So yesterday when we had DJ Gay, we had him on the air. His wife, Raquel Gay, she runs marketing for iThrive MD. I work with her all the time. What was cool about it is that yesterday I was saying to DJ, hey, look, I'm 50 plus years old. I go into iThrive MD for two treatments in particular, testosterone treatments and NAD treatments. And the reason I go in for testosterone is because I want to have maximum energy, strong libido. I know sometimes if you're feeling down, a little bit depressed, you're just tired, sluggish, weak, you know, very low libido, testosterone can be a huge help. So I go in for testosterone, NAD as well. NAD is all about just like maximizing energy, like literally energizing every cell of your body. So those are the two treatments I like to use at iThrive MD. DJ Gay tells us yesterday on the air, he's 32 years old and what he likes is ozone therapy. And I was looking at some of the notes that Dr. Maxey made for me about ozone therapy. And he was saying benefits, tissue repair, regulating inflammation, antioxidant activity, mitochondrial function. That's kind of back to the, you know, whole thing of energizing the cells. But DJ Gay said yesterday on the air, he gets a little sniffle or thinks he's got a little cold. He runs to iThrive MD to get ozone therapy. So one of the things also DJ Gay said yesterday was when we do our IV lounges where we're pumping ourselves with vitamins, DJ said he'd come. So it'd be the three of us plus DJ Gay. We'll invite 5 or 10 great friends, listeners, and we'll have a great time. So DJ, thank you.
Date for that?
I think they told me like it's probably happening in February.
Nice.
So I'm hoping
can we go the week that I go to Chicago. I'd like to be very prepared for that week.
Yeah. I want you to be pumped up with vitamins. I want your body fighting off infection. You're going to fly on an airplane. You're going to go to another town and be around other people. Yeah. I want you all healthy, man.
Let's do it.
Yeah. iThriveMD.com/Kaplan 858-240-1497, 858-240-1497. Make an appointment right now. It could be for ozone therapy. It could be for IV therapy. It could be for testosterone, NAD, you know, anti-aging stuff, pre-cancer screenings, etc. iThriveMD, iThriveMD.com/Kaplan. All right, fellas.
How much time we got?
We have about five minutes left in the second.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you looking at? You're down there at West Coast Barbecue. What are you seeing?
Yeah, Brian asked how much time we got.
Okay, because he's cooking something.
He's smoking something on a big green egg.
Tell Brian he got to do the two-minute drill.
I told him. I was like, I think you got a few minutes. So.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, don't rush the kid. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, he's fine. Yeah, we got 5 minutes, Brian.
Okay, you're good, Brian. You're good. All right, so me and Grande and Browner, we all have different picks here. Me and Browner have the Rams. And Grande's taking Tampa. And I mean, listen, it's to me, it's a toss-up kind of a game. But going against Tom Brady in his home field this time of the year, this could be – Browner, would this be an upset if the Rams win?
You know, you put me on the spot with this one.
Well, I mean, you always tell us it's not an upset, you know.
I would say I've watched the Rams and I've watched the Bucks. So I would say this would be considered and no.
Scott, let me ask you a question.
Yeah. No.
Is it a failure if the Rams don't win this game?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, it is.
I think it's a failure if they don't make it to the Super Bowl.
I agree. They did everything they had to do. They loaded up. They went out and got Von Miller. They went out and got Odell Beckham in the last second. They were desperate. They needed Eric Weddle. They've spent. They've moved. They've maneuvered. They've done everything they can to load up to win this year at SoFi Stadium. Rams don't win this game. This season is a big failure.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to beat a dead horse here. And I wanted to see what you two guys think about it. This is how you become the Clippers. Well, if the Rams manage to go to the Super Bowl in their hometown, the city's going to be littered with Ram everything. San Diego might be littered with Ram.
It already everything. Is, though, dude.
This is how you become. This is how you become the Clippers. Like the Lakers, literally started winning championships left and right. No one even talked about the Clippers. Just getting to one Super Bowl this early.
So then how is this becoming the Clippers?
I'm talking about the Chargers becoming the Clippers.
Oh, I like, thought we were talking like about the Rams.
Legit, yeah. No. I'm doing like a legit.
The Rams making it makes the Chargers more Clippers.
Right. This cements it. This Super Bowl would cement it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the fact that the Chargers aren't playing and the Rams still are, and if the Rams win this game, right, it will further cement them as the team of L.A. Now,
who I'm starting to hate?
Who that?
The Dolphins. Because if the Dolphins would have taken the right quarterback,
mm-hmm.
they would have taken Herbert over Tua,
mm-hmm.
the Chargers would be awful. They'd be awful.
Yes.
All right, I want to get to the last game, Buffalo and Kansas City. And of all the games, and they're hard to pick, I think, this is maybe the toughest of them all.
This is tough, man.
This is a very, very tough call between Buffalo and Kansas City. So I want to like say that Buffalo could go into Kansas City. Weather won't be an issue. They're coming from a cold weather environment. The quarterback, I got to say, Josh Allen, I think it's him and Mahomes. They're kind of right there, but Mahomes, you know, has the better resume with a Super Bowl championship and a second Super Bowl appearance. This is the Josh Allen moment. This is his chance to overcome what is the number one team in the AFC. So again, heart says Buffalo, head says Kansas City, and I'm going to have to take the Chiefs at home until Buffalo proves that they can go on the road and win a game of this magnitude. I'm going to take Kansas City to win this game, even though, again, to me, total coin toss here. What do you say, Alex?
This is me speaking, mm-hmm. not West Coast Barbecue speaking.
Okay.
My head says Kansas City. My heart says Kansas City. But the Big Green Egg, I think, says otherwise.
Oh, really?
I think I can see it from here. So I'm going to pull back on my head and heart and tell you that Josh Allen can single-handedly – am I picking the right way? Am I leaning towards the right way? Okay. I think Josh Allen could single-handedly take the Bills past the Chiefs. If Patrick Mahomes starts doing the whole running around, chucking stuff up again, just instead of just taking like a 5-yard dump, could be a bad game for the Chiefs.
All right. Let me do this. So Brian will prepare and finish this off, this conversation, and we'll find out who Brian picks. Because Alex is down at West Coast Barbecue, westcoastbbqshop.com, 2330 Proctor Valley Road. We'll have the official picks, and then we got a whole bunch of other stuff we haven't even gotten to yet. Everybody stick around. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Great friends, it's Friday afternoon here on Kaplan and Crew. This is the final segment of the week because we hand off at 5 o'clock to Football Friday on ESPN 1090. Football Friday means Ryan Dyrud, the LA Football Network, comes up. He'll talk a lot about the Rams versus the Buccaneers. And then coming up at 6 o'clock, it's Scott Gilbranson, Silver and Black Tonight. He's going to talk a lot about the Raiders and the way their season ended and the future coaching search. So Football Friday coming up on ESPN 1090. Browner and I are in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Grande is down in Chula Vista this afternoon. He's at 2330 Proctor Valley Road. He's at West Coast BBQ. And Brian Bushfield, who owns West Coast BBQ, is grilling stuff up. And whatever he brings to Alex, that's what Alex is picking in the divisional playoff games. Alex, it sounds like we're ready with the next selection here.
We are ready for the next selection.
All right, there's Brian. Brian, what do you got there, Bri?
We got a Tampa Bay grouper slider.
Oh, see, Browner, I said fresh fish from Tampa.
Right. We got
is a goober?
Not a
nice
goober.
Grouper fish.
Fish that was caught in Tampa Bay by Tampa Bay.
Wow. Grouper. Nice. So, hey, Bri, what's on that grouper slider?
So, we got a homemade remoulada along with a tomato and lettuce.
Remoulada.
It smells bomb.
A blackened grouper.
I love Hey, Bri, speaking of blackening, I love blackened fish, you know? So, so if I come down to West Coast BBQ shop, is it as simple as just buying something in a jar, like this blackens fish? Is it like that?
You get a nice blackened seasoning and then you just put it inside a cast iron with some oil, or when we do it on the egg, we get grill grates and it gives it that nice crunchy crust.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds really good. All right, Grande. So okay. Tampa Bay is the pick. Brian Bushfield is picking Tampa Bay over the Rams. And now he's got fresh grouper sliders that Grande is about to start crushing down at West Coast BBQ. Oh, look at him go in.
First of all, Hawaiian roll.
Oh, yeah. I love the Hawaiian roll.
Oh, that's always a good one.
Yeah.
Second of all, fish was on my list of things I don't eat, but Brian's not a stranger. And this is delicious. What's the sauce?
It's a homemade remoulada.
I'm going to eat this whole thing. This is so good. Go Tampa. Tampa.
All right.
I'm Brady.
Hey, Bri, we got one more to go. The only pick we don't have from you so far is Buffalo versus Kansas City. We'll get it in before the show ends here today.
I'll just give you a little hype on which way I'm leaning is you cannot have football without eating one of these.
Aha. Uh-huh. Now that's
nachos.
Well, I was thinking either wings or ribs, so I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what Brian comes up with. All right. All right. He'll be back in a flash, he says. Okay.
Dude, this sauce is so good.
Dude, that looked amazing. I love like a grouper slider. I mean, it doesn't have to be grouper necessarily, but I love grilled fish sliders or blackened fish sliders. Alex, that looked bomb.
I crushed something
called a grouper fish?
Grouper.
Okay.
Not like Uber. Groupie, not Uber. But
grouper.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. All right. We're going to wait for Brian's last selection, which is on the Kansas City Buffalo game. And we'll wait for that coming up in a matter of moments. Before we do, we had a whole bunch of other stuff we were going to get to today, but we never really got to it because we've been talking NFL playoffs. So let me start off with this one. You know how at the end of the football season comes and the coaches and general managers of teams who are no longer in the playoffs have kind of like a closing media session? Well, Tom Telesco, the general manager of Browners Chargers, had one of those sessions. And a lot of people were kind of on him about a few different things about, you know, his job security. Cause he'd been at this job, to Tom Telesco's credit, he's probably been the general manager of the Chargers like 10 years, you know,
2013, I believe.
Yeah. Guys don't last that long when they don't take teams to the Super Bowl, but we all know how the Chargers operate and how cheap they are. And look, I think Telesco's good at his job. I think Telesco does a good job of drafting talent and the Chargers have a talented roster. But they're very cheap when it comes to coaches. They don't hire experienced head coaches. And so, you know, they get the results they get. You guys want to hear a little of Telesco?
Sure.
Oh, cool. Let me guess what he said. Like, I love Brandon Staley. I think we're going in the right direction. I mean, you look at the quarterback and you look at the offense. Like, I'm sure it's all the same old mumbo jumbo. Like, basically saying, like, bro, I got Justin Herbert. Dean Spanos ain't going to fire me.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a listen. Here's Chargers general manager, Tom Telesco. Let's hear what he said.
Yeah. I don't think a lot about job security, but I'll say this. I mean, I'm lucky and grateful to have this job. I love it. I love being a part of a team and leading a team at the highest level. So, but we all know in this job, nothing is guaranteed ever. And that's why there's a sense of urgency every single day. So, that's just how we work. And as far as we get better for next year, it just means right now the focus is on 2021 on this particular team. And then as we put the plan together for this offseason, what we need to do. I mean, we were in mid-December, playing for a division lead in mid-December. So, but obviously we're not there yet because we didn't even make the tournament. So we do have work to do. Certainly wasn't a perfect product by any means. But I think if you're objective and you look at our team this season, I think it'd be hard to say that you don't see a bright future with this football team. But that's not to say that, you know, it's a finished product. We know that. We know we still have work to do. But I think it's an exciting start with what Brandon's put together and what we have together as a team. I'm excited to get moving on it. The one positive of having this, you know, this presser this week, to be like 2 weeks removed from the season, there's so much emotion after that last game. It's helped me a little bit kind of get a better perspective on what happened this past season, not so much focus on the last game of the season, to not remember what happened early in the year and the middle part of the year. But we have some.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's like painful already. And listen, I like Tom Telesco, but the whole thing about if you're objective, you have to look at this and say there's a bright future. Okay, I'm objective. And yeah, there's a potential for a bright future. There's a good young quarterback, really, really good young quarterback. There are some excellent individual players on this team. That is true. There is a young coach who was getting his first taste of being a head coach in the NFL, being a head coach at any level for that matter. Objectively, I can look at it and say, potentially there is a bright future because there's individual talent. But historically, again, being objective, historically, all that talent has never worked out to anything, whether the Chargers were in San Diego or now in LA. So I'm trying to be objective here, but you know, I can see that there's talent. It doesn't necessarily mean that talent's going to win you a championship.
This is the problem that I have with what he said. If you're going to tell me that because the 2 weeks have passed, you've had time and to let the emotion kind of decompress and everything is not about the last game. Actually, it is. Actually, the season built up to the point of the last game and you didn't win it. I don't like when people say, oh, well, the last play didn't lose us the game. Actually, it did, because those other plays put you in a position to either win or lose the game. Those games during the season put you in a position to be able to play your way into the playoffs, and you didn't. So it matters. It's important, and I don't like when people say it's not.
100%. I agree with Browner. I think he was getting to the point that he was about to say, if I would have done this presser, I would have said things differently. Because how do you not look at that last game and evaluate everything that you've right. chosen in a head coach? How do you not look at that and be like, did I make the right call with this young dude that probably shouldn't have been head coach? Like, how do you not ask yourself those questions? You have this roster that you think you've assembled that's a playoff roster, and you're out because you lost to the Raiders? Like, dude, I don't know, man. Like, how do you not have questions about your head coach after this year?
I know, right? Hey, keeping it going, though, on a Friday afternoon from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, and I mentioned this is our last segment because we're getting ready to hand it off to Football Friday on ESPN 1090. Another story we haven't gotten to today, it's been a full week of this story. I mean, it has been literally headlines all week long. It's been one of the huge national talking points, and that was the Frank Vogel. There's talk about Vogel being fired. There's the Lakers with their best win of the year Monday night against Utah, with one of their worst losses of the year Wednesday on their home floor against Indiana. And here we are on Friday, and the talk has been shifted from Vogel being fired to Russell Westbrook being benched. Browner, if you could put up on the screen, here's what Russell Westbrook said, who, by the way, I find that Russell Westbrook is smart enough to know to say all the right things. But the question is, can he do what he says? Alex, can you tell everybody here what Russell said?
He talked to ESPN. I think he talked to Woj. He said, quote, surprised I was benched? Yes. I was disappointed I didn't go back in, but I'm more disappointed that we lost the damn game. I want to be able to be on the floor to help my teammates and be able to help our team winning games like that, but that was a decision that was made.
Yeah, so now the question is, because now this is what everybody's wondering, how will this impact the Lakers going forward? I mean, they're terrible right now anyway, but can Russ get it together? Can he play in a team environment? Will LeBron actually get involved? Will Carmelo Anthony mentor him because he's changed his role in his career? All these question marks now as the Lakers go out on a long and what should be tough road trip. Browner, what do you think, man? Can Russ change? And by the way, should the Lakers be asking him to change? They went out and got him. He gets paid $45 million. They know who he was and what he is. What do you say, Brown?
I got to tell you, man, the Lakers set themselves up for this. You knew who you were getting. It wasn't like you didn't know who the guy was. And if you had any suspicion, Russell Westbrook has been the exact same player his entire career. He's not deviated. He's only gone up statistically to where he kind of peaked and reached his point when he was averaging those triple-doubles and winning the MVP. That's who he was. Lakers knew that. The Lakers front office had to know that. The Lakers coaching staff had to know that. LeBron James and the other members of that team had to know who you were bringing in, and you had to adjust to him because he cannot, not won't, he cannot adjust his game. Because he doesn't know how to play another way. The guy's been playing the same way his entire career. This is what you signed up for.
Yeah.
And the fact that they haven't molded it around him to help him,
Can I say this too, just in general about the Lakers? I said this early on, like this was the most unwatchable, unlikable Lakers team that they've ever assembled. Still think that, but they did become a little bit more watchable. not only are they the most unlikable team on the floor, they're the most unlikable organization off the floor right now.
Wow.
Every single person is trying to cover their ass mm-hmm. by leaking things to the media.
Yeah. Yep.
First it was whoever Pelinka, we're going to fire Frank Vogel. And then you have all the coaches leaking stuff to the media, like telling them, oh, Kurt Rambis was in our meeting the other day, you know. And now you got players like LeBron, like, I don't do this, blah, 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 blah. Where, you know, what I'm saying, like, I'm going to buckle my watch as I talk. That's how little I care. And now you got at least Russ owning up to it and at least putting his name on it. And everyone's just trying to cover their own ass because it's going down. It's going down fast.
Well, Charles Barkley called them all out last night on TNT. Browner, could you play for everybody? And we'll just keep moving because we still have a lot more we'd like to get to. And we're kind of coming up against the clock. And we're still waiting for Brian, who's going to tell us who he's picking in the Buffalo-Kansas City game. Play Charles Barkley on TNT last night as he ripped the Lakers.
I just want to say, I don't care who wins. I mean, I just want the season to be over so we can go play golf and fish.
All right, let's.
But I root. The Lakers are such wussies, and I only say wussies because I can't say the word I want to say.
I know.
The way they have trying to throw Russell Westbrook and Frank Vogel under the bus is just really pissing me off. Right. And I got to tell you something.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, we've got a guest standing by.
Well, the Lakers still suck when we get back from his interview.
Okay. Well.
No, he was playing.
I'm still mad. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit out like all these clowns on other networks got their head up the Lakers' booties. Now, they're blaming Frank Vogel and Russell Westbrook. Listen, the people up top who put that trash together are running and hiding like cowards, saying, oh, it's Frank, it's Russ. You put all them old geezers out there. Listen, the best guy other than LeBron in the last month has been who? Stanley Johnson.
Yeah.
And for y'all to be bringing a guy who was on the street and he becomes your second best player, and the general, whoever running that trash out there, getting away, it's ridiculous, man.
It's ridiculous, man. I love Charles Barkley saying that.
That sounds a lot like what I was saying. At this point, Rob Pelinka is the issue. The Lakers front office and that circus that they've turned this entire thing into seems to be the issue more than anything else.
I'd like to disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And go higher.
Oh.
Jeannie Buss is the issue.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Yeah.
Ownership. Let's go to the top. Let's chop the head off. Let's go to the top. They're not good owners. They got LeBron. They got AD. They got Lucky.
Alex, how's our man Brian Bushfield doing on this?
How are we doing, Brian?
How we do? Because it really is going to come down to this last pick between Buffalo and Kansas City, and whatever Brian brings over is going to determine, you know, what Alex is going to pick in the Kansas City Buffalo.
He just said we're saucing them up.
Okay, then hold on. Let me have one more thing I want to talk about. It is time right now. In this portion of today's broadcast, for the Tory Helics, high of the day, man. Browner, you ready to roll?
It's time for the highlight of the day, man.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
That's me. Highlight of the day brought to you by Tory Helics. Go to kaplanandcrew.com. Click that Tory Helics banner. You're going to get 20% off when you spend a minimum of $75 at Tory Helics and you put the promo code New Year. In at checkout, 20% off. I was gonna shout out Tom the whole show being very nice and quiet, but he went outside, so I'm gonna play this video instead. Can you just play it? Because a reporter got hit by a car in West Virginia. Yeah, I just said that. A reporter on the street got hit by a car in West Virginia. Pay attention to the studio host acting like not a damn thing happened.
He joins Hilarious. Us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Troy?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you, sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet, and you are okay. It is all good. You know, I, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were specifically bumped in, to me, Tim. Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even. Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high, sir?
I just saw you disappear.
I don't even
out of
know.
Screen.
I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. Oh, but this happen. Is live TV. And everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly we might need to move right. the camera over.
Can I just tell you something? This guy. This guy who's the studio host.
Yeah, well
that's
huh?
a first for you on live TV. What a joker. Oh my God. And by the way, speaking of like live TV, did anybody see this yesterday? There was a high speed chase in LA. Oh. A motorcycle guy is doing like 100 miles an hour down the road and then gets hit by a car and goes flying off the bike, and the bike blows up and he's just bodies and are flying. And on live TV, the anchor's like, oh my goodness. We just saw that whole thing happen on live TV. Did you guys catch that yesterday?
I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Forget about it. Let's not worry about this. Let's go back to West Coast BBQ Shop.
You see me blowing this off?
Down in Chula Vista, 2330 Proctor Valley Road. And it looks like Brian has brought out. Brian, are those what I think those are?
They are some buffalo wings.
Oh, come on, man. You going to make buffalo wings right now?
Yeah.
We got to do buffalo. We got to represent buffalo.
So the buffalo wings mean that Brian Bushfield, West Coast BBQ Shop, is taking the Buffalo Bills over the Kansas City Chiefs, correct?
Correct. We're going 4-0 this week.
Nice. Tell us about your buffalo wings that you've cooked up here, Bri.
So we smoked them, and then we baked them, so you get a nice crunchy, crisp skin on it, and we finished them off in some spicy honey barbecue sauce.
Mm.
Oh, man.
Damn, Browner. Damn, Daniel.
I'm salty now, bro. I can't
Dude,
even lie.
Smoking hot. I'm worried I'm going to burn my face off right now.
And Alex Padilla's facial expression, once he bites into one, is going to say it all.
Oh, my God.
Right, let's take it closer. Here, Al, put him on the screen here, Brown. Put
it's
him
so
on the
hot,
screen.
Dude.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, this is so good. It's not hot at all. It's like smoky. Mm-hmm. It's so smoky.
I've never had wings like this.
See, Brian, I'm a softy when it comes to sauces. This guy, you can put a hot coal in his mouth. I think he'll be okay.
No, I mean like temperature. They're like smoking hot, but very easy to eat.
If it was for you, Browner, we would have taken out the heat and only done honey barbecue.
That's my guy right there.
That's right. Hey, listen, Go I'm Buffalo. Telling you guys right now. Wait, what are you saying, Alex?
Go Buffalo. Bills Mafia.
Go Bills. Hey, look, if you are thinking about this weekend, like, hey, look, I just saw Brian do Cincinnati chili dogs because he's got the Bengals. And I saw him do the Packer brats with the green peppers and the onions because he's taking the Packers. And then he did that grouper slider because he's taking the Buccaneers. And now he's doing buffalo wings because he's taking the Bills over Tampa Bay. All these great recipes, all these great ingredients, they're all there for you. West Coast BBQ Shop. WestCoastBBQShop.com, 2330 Proctor Valley Road down in Chula Vista.
I feel like I'm on Hot Ones.
Bri, are you open all weekend? Are you there all weekend?
We're there all weekend, 11 to 6 every day.
All right, beautiful. Hey, Bri, thanks for having us down there, man. We're rolling out because it's Football Friday on 1090. But hold on, because there'll be a separate ending for everybody on the podcast, and we'll talk a little bit more. Browner, great week, amazing. Good luck with your picks this weekend. Alex, looks like you're having a great time down there at West Coast Barbecue Shop.
Covered in sauce.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to thank all the great friends. I want to thank all of our sponsors. And I want to thank everybody who reached out this week. Because remember, the week started with our announcement. Well, it was kind of last week. But people are still hitting me up about this 1090 ESPN marriage. And so for everybody that's still sending congrats on that, thank you so much. Hey, have a great weekend. Be safe. Enjoy all the sports, particularly the football.